Hey guys, Mubarak here of Invest HQ. Hope you're doing well. Today we have a very exciting episode with a top trader, Petko Alexandrov from Bulgaria. All right, he's going to be talking to us about algorithmic trading, forex trading, and how you can get started regardless of your background or experience. So I'm very excited to talk with him today. We're going to go in depth about his background. He started off at the London Trading Academy, so he's a very skillful guy. Has a great site known as EA Forex Academy, where he teaches students around the world how to get started trading. So hope you guys enjoy. And yeah, let's get started. Hey, Petko, welcome to the Invest HQ podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Hello, have a nice meeting you. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great. What time is it over there where you're at?
Right here, it is 5 p.m. local Bulgarian time.
Got it. Bulgaria, wow. Yeah, it's 11 a.m. here in New York. So I definitely appreciate you taking the time to join us right before the weekend hits for you.
It's a pleasure.
Awesome. Yeah, so I love kind of what I've seen from your website and your background. And just for our listeners that don't know about you, why don't you take this opportunity to just introduce yourself and give us some background on kind of how you got into the industry.
Well, I started many years ago into Forex and stock trading. I've worked for a couple of brokers, some banks and institutions. I always wanted to trade even when I was small. But I didn't have a great opportunity to study in Bulgaria, so I went to London. I graduated there, and I was actually invited there to stay in the academy as a mentor. But I wanted to do it by myself in Bulgaria, because during this time there was no any place in Bulgaria, in my own country, to study Forex trading, anything about it. And I actually started the first academy in Bulgaria.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And actually now I'm having students from all over the world, which makes me very happy.
Wow, that's awesome. So this trading academy that you attended in London, is it still around?
Yeah. It's still around. I had a very good basic skills there.
Okay.
What I was missing there was the algorithmic trading, and this was my passion actually. So I developed myself a lot, I can say, in algorithmic trading, and now I'm teaching algorithmic trading. So I do believe this is one of the ways nowadays people can make stable profits.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. So could you explain to us what exactly algorithmic trading is and how it's different from, you know, normal stock trading or forex trading?
Sure. Algorithmic actually is nothing really hard. People in the beginning think they need to have some background before that on trading, but actually everybody can do it from the beginning. Long story short, algorithmic trading is when we trade certain strategy without any interfere from us. We place the so-called expert advisors, or as the people know it, robots, and they trade for them. There are many different expert advisors nowadays. People buy expert advisors, and they lose, they win. It's really a huge world with expert advisors. The thing is, the most important thing actually is the people to get used making their own expert advisors. And first, there is no need to have any programming skills, because nowadays there are many strategy builders. So people can just put entry and exit conditions, stop loss, take profit, the basic rules they have on their strategy, and they can automate this strategy into an expert advisor using these strategy builders, these robot builders, and they don't need to hire programmers, developers, and so on. They can do it by themselves.
Wow. Okay. So it's for people who say they don't have any experience with algorithmic trading, but they know a little bit about trading stocks. How would you recommend they get started? And what do you feel? So you brought up the advantages of, you know, kind of that expert robot or expert advisor. What do you think gives them those strengths over normal people?
Well, The advantages is that we can trade with expert advisors, first of all day long, 24 hours, 5 days a week. For example, if we talk about the Forex, something we cannot do manually. And if we have a success rate with manual trading, let's say any success rate, doesn't matter. If we trade it 7 hours per day, 8 hours, and with algorithmic trading, we can trade 24 hours because we don't need to stay in front of the computer. Normally, the human gets tired, you know, needs to sleep.
Yeah, no, of course.
But the expert advisor doesn't need to do that. So it is, so it's very useful when you have a strategy that it can run all the time on your computer. How the people should start it? There are a lot of courses. I have nearly 11 courses for algorithmic trading already launched. So I show it there from the very basics to the most advanced things. We use, for example, in EA Forex Academy, two strategy builders, EA Studio and FSB Pro. Okay. These are very professional softwares, and we are actually always looking for the best expert advisors, studios or strategy builders, because we want to use the best softwares. So with these softwares, people can just automate their strategies, and as well, they have this, let's call it smart intellect inside, and they can generate strategies for the people as well.
Wow. Okay. And what is, so if I use one of these softwares, there's no way I can lose money, or is it still built into normal? Like I put in my strategy somehow and they'll trade on behalf of me, pretty much, of what I would have done if I was there. How does it work? If you could give some more insight into that.
Yeah, actually, if you have a strategy that you're using on manual trading, you can automate your strategy with this expert advisors. You can automate it as an expert advisor, and it will trade for you on your behalf when you're not in front of the computer. And the great thing is that you can see actually if your strategy is losing or winning, because common problem is that people find, let's say in YouTube or anywhere, any strategy, they start trading for a month or two, they have losses, they have profits, but they're not sure if this strategy is making profit because they don't see it in the past, what was the result from this strategy. And when we do algorithmic trading, when we build the expert advisors, we see a very precise statistic. For example, for the last 5 years, how this strategy performed, what profits did it, what are the risks involved, and right. And this is something much more than what we have in manual trading.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah, that sounds like a great advantage to have. So would you recommend everybody who wants to start investing in the stock market or in Forex to go into algorithmic trading, or is there only a certain subsector of people that should do that?
Well, I can say in the last 10 to probably the last 5 years, the algorithmic trading changed a lot the market itself, because huge institutions and banks are already using robots and expert advisors. That's why the markets are much more volatile every day. We saw what happened with the cryptocurrencies, for example. Yeah. These moves were, well, this was just something unbelievable that happened, especially with the Bitcoin, but I'm not going into there. Even from the very beginning, when I started it, I did algorithmic trading with the Bitcoin, and I do believe that I did much better than the people that just bought on exchanges, because, you know, some people bought it already late when it was very expensive and lost a lot of money. So algorithmic brings you the chance to trade any asset, no matter is it expensive or is it cheap, because it's taking profits quickly. It trades much more often, and it brings you more stable results.
Got it. That makes sense. And so you trade exclusively Forex now, or what do you find are the advantages of Forex over other types of investments that people can do?
Forex is one of the easiest way actually to trade. And there are many brokers that provide you on your phone application. Of course, I don't recommend from the phone. Even a lot of people are doing it, but even many people are doing it. And Forex is easy because there is a huge variety of currency pairs to trade. Uh-huh. The spreads are very small, very tight. Most of the brokers already don't have commissions. So it's very easy to the people to fund their account and start the trading. One point here, many scam brokers recently around the world, many people get scammed every day and actually placed a nice topic in our forum in EF Forex Academy where we describe exactly how the scam brokers are working, no matter are they for Forex stocks or anything. And we have protected actually many students, and many students as well shared with us their bad experience with the brokers. So one note to everybody, be very careful when you choose your broker to be a regulated one.
Got it. Yeah, that definitely makes sense. And I know, you know, I'm going to link to in the podcast notes and in the show notes to your academy so people can check out the courses. Before our listeners, right, who might not have gotten into Forex yet or have ran into that same problem with the brokers, do you have any recommended brokers that people should use? Is there any global ones that are used, or is it based upon the country you're in? How should people start their search for the right broker?
Yeah, well, we are not connected to any broker. We receive daily emails from our students how to choose the broker. Mm-hmm. We always respond to one and the same thing, that it's a personal choice which broker they want to use. We explain them how to avoid the scam brokers. Okay. And of course, we recommend them some names that are regulated well, and we have tried these brokers. I mean, there are many brokers. If I have to mention some names, these are the GFD, Pepperstone, FXCM, mm-hmm. AvaTrade. Basically, all brokers that have the FCA regulation, for example, in Europe, is one of the great, one of the biggest regulations. And if they see it into their website, then this means this is a regulated broker. And I mean, there are hundreds of brokers. Depends where you are. If you're in the States, it's one regulation. In Europe, in Asia, Australia, is different. So just spend a little bit more time on looking the broker, because this is essentially important, no matter you're trading manually or algorithmically after that.
Got it. I see. And from all the students that you've taught in the past and currently, you know, what is the number one reason people fail or people lose money or people get burned by the Forex market? Besides the scam brokers, what else do you think it is that would lead people to fail, or, you know, what can they do to make sure they succeed?
Oh, unfortunately, the statistics here are very bad. Mm-hmm. When I worked for a few brokers, as I mentioned in the beginning, We had bad statistics that more than 90-95% of the people are losing when they start initially. I mean, most of the people in the beginning, in the first month, they lose all of their money into the account. Yeah. One and only reason there is they lack of education. People start trading without any idea what they are doing. They don't realize they need education until the moment they lose money, actually. Mm-hmm. And once again, education is, as with everything else, education is very important. We started actually the academy by providing online sessions in the morning, in the lunch, evening time, talking with the traders, but that was not enough. So what we did recently is we launched our courses online so people can actually enroll and they can watch the course at any moment, anywhere they are, even they're going to the work by the train or anything. Yeah. They can watch the course. And we update the course, so we stay with the latest updates around the expert advisors or around the strategy builders. Or if we find something more profitable, we update the course. And we give full support as well to the students if they have any questions about the market, about the broker. So unfortunately, once again, I say people start learning once they lose money.
I see. That makes sense. Yeah, I've seen that too in the stock market and penny stocks, that people always just think that they can just do it with luck and then they lose a little bit of money, but they're still interested, and then they'll try to start to focus on getting smarter. So I that definitely makes sense to me.
Absolutely.
How much money do people need to get started with Forex? Is there a minimum, or what would you recommend?
That's another question I always avoid to answer I don't want anybody to take it as a recommendation. It's totally personal choice. I mean, $100 for some people are nothing, for some people are their monthly living. So the most important thing here I can say is not how much they need to start with, but what percentage of the account they should trade. So let's give an example of $1,000, and again, nobody to take it as a recommendation, but in $1,000, people should not risk more than 5%. Normally, I say to my traders, no more than 2%. So in a single trade they open on $1,000 in account, they should not lose more than $20 to $50.
Okay.
So the money management is the key point here. It's not about the account. Some people are trading with millions, huge investors, and they can afford to trade big money and to open huge positions. But the common mistake here, and this probably answers one of your previous questions about why the people lose, is because they open small accounts and they want with these small accounts to make big profits, which unfortunately is not possible. Or maybe a few people did it with the Bitcoin, but I don't really believe these stories.
Usually those are just out of the blue luck, but those are never the rule, they're always the exception. So that makes sense. So can people say I'm working full-time, right, and I want to start investing, can I start learning Forex? Is it something I can do while working a full-time job? Because the markets are open 24/7, right?
Yeah, especially, actually, the Forex market is from Monday till Friday evening, and there is a little bit trading on Sunday evening, but it's with some of the paid platforms and few brokers provided. Everybody actually can study it. And if someone is working full time, I would then strongly recommend looking into algorithmic trading, because the expert advisors can trade on your behalf while you're working. This is the huge advantage, because anyway, if you're taking manual trades and you're on work, you can miss many things on the market if you're not watching over the market. And in some of them, actually what we put as a pressure on and what we focus on is that we don't trade only one robot, only one expert advisor in one account. We put many expert advisors. So for example, in a few of my courses, I show how I place 99 robots trading in one and the same account. This way we diversify the risk. If any of the strategies are losing, the others will be profiting at this moment. And that's why, and this is how we have stable results. And of course, I provide my students with these expert advisors. And it's very important as well to trade with expert advisors that are according to the latest market conditions and are fit to the market. So I update the courses every month with new 99 expert advisors, and the traders just place them, for example, in a virtual account, and they choose every month their best expert advisor, their best strategy, and place it on a separate live account. So this way we always trade strategies that are currently making profits, and they don't get old this way.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I see how that works.
Because it's a common mistake, and I hear it most of the time, people buy expert advisor, they buy a robot, and they say, I bought this robot, it did some profit, after that it stopped working. Actually, the robot didn't stop working because it's a pure code. What happened is the market changed. And just people need always to have fresh expert advisor, fresh strategies that are working on the current market conditions.
Got it. That makes sense. And so, are these algorithmic trading softwares, they run on, is it all pretty much just technical indicators? So is the strategy based on different technical analysis that you put in?
Yeah, these are indicators. There could be some price action involved in the strategy. It could be anything. I mean, the traders predefine their rules, how they want to trade, what they want to use. They see the backtest. They see how this strategy performed during the last months or years, and they decide if you want to use it or not. Of course, it's never guaranteed that if a strategy makes profit the last 5 years, it will continue making profit as well. But obviously, if a strategy made profit for 5 years and if another strategy made profit for 1 month, the one from the 5 years will be more reliable on.
Yeah. Yeah. And where would I go if I wanted to buy one of these or get started with the algorithmic, with the software? Where would I go?
Well, it's a huge market for softwares and expert advisors. The question is that a lot of people are just selling the expert advisors, and they do it actually just the salesman. They just sell it, and after that they leave you with the expert advisor. Again, I say probably it will make some profit for some time. Yeah. After that it will lose. So this is what we don't do at the academy. We don't sell expert advisors.
Yeah.
What we sell is actually education, and this is our main activity here. Just in some of our courses, we include expert advisors, but after that, we maintain these expert advisors. We send to the students new expert advisors, let's say refreshed expert advisors according to the latest market conditions, so they can continue trading. Anyway, if you just buy one expert advisor from the market, first of all, you will give a lot of money for that. And second, there is no any guarantee that someone will take care for this expert advisor in the future.
I see. Awesome. Well, I appreciate, everything you've talked about so far. It's been super informative. One of the things I'd like to ask, as we reach the end of the show is if you could send a message to yourself 10 years ago, what would it say?
Ah, that's very interesting. Well, I would probably say that if I'm look from my pure trading side, I would say that I will send to myself that the Bitcoin in 2017 will reach nearly $20,000. And I would have warned the world, No, if I'm serious, I'll just say that I'm very happy what I'm doing recently, because for the last 6 months I have more than 10,000 students, which makes me very happy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And gives me the energy to continue. So probably I would just say keep doing what you're doing, and the people will like it and you will be happy. Yeah.
That's awesome. I love to hear that. Where can our listeners find you? Where can people find you if they want to learn more?
Our website is eaforexacademy.com. EA comes from Expert Advisor, eaforexacademy.com. Our email is info@eaforexacademy.com. They can write any questions. We have phone number as well there. Or they can just call and ask to talk with me. I will always find time to talk with everybody. It's a pleasure speaking, and I like when people are connecting us. And I really like when people are connecting us to study, because this is the huge difference from us and most of the brokers and institutions that are just selling their platforms, and they push the traders to open real accounts and to invest some money. What we do is pure education here. We want our traders to get ready for the trading. And of course, if some of the students perform well, we are always pleased to invite them to stay with us in the academy, to trade with us, to be part of our academy.
Awesome. That sounds fantastic. And I'll include all those links in the show notes. But Pekko, thank you again so much for your time. Definitely would love to do this again in the future sometime.
Thank you, Mbarok. It's a pleasure speaking to you.
Absolutely. Take care.
Cheers.
Hey, guys. Thanks for checking out the podcast. Hope that was insightful. If you do want to learn more about investing and getting started either trading stocks, Forex, real estate, or crypto, definitely check out investhq.org. We just released another course that I feel you guys would love.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.